99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
I guess what I'm going to want to know is, has anyone ever gotten a tattoo at the suggestion of someone else and loved it and been thankful they did and so happy because it was the right decision? I guess that's the real question at play here. Okay.
Well, I had a girlfriend that just recently got one kind of on the inside of her wrist, and she loves it. And it was, I think, kind of a spur of the moment, like her friend, like, let's go get a tattoo. She's like, okay.
Spur of the moment, like she was drunk?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just like a, like, hey, spontaneous thing. This is why I'm going to go. And do you want to go? And she's like, yeah.
Okay.
And now she's got a tattoo on the inside of her wrist. It's all really
right.
Pretty.
All right. Well, maybe our listener needs to hear this story then, because that's kind of the root of it here. And we'll dive into it coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, like it's about tattoos and she, I think she needs to be convinced.
Okay, I think it also depends on what the tattoo is going to be, because my friend says faith, and it's a reminder on the inside of her wrist, and I think that's really sweet.
Okay.
It's beautiful, it's special. So, but there are lots of other things that you can get tattooed on your body that are different.
That's right. Hashtag no regrets.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, just got a quick message from a listener who says, hey, guys, need your advice on something. I hate tattoos, but my husband finds them really sexy and wants me to get one in an intimate place where only he would see it.
Oh, my.
He said it would be a turn on, and our marriage has been tough, and this could help strengthen it. Should I do it?
Okay, so what is he suggesting something in particular, like his name? Because historically speaking, yeah, that's usually the kiss of death. Like, let's not do names.
Yeah.
Unless it's your kids.
Yeah, you're right. Your kids are always going to be your kids.
Exactly.
Always.
But, like, the significant others, spouses, may that not always can change. Be and that right ends here up to hashtag regrets.
Yeah, Jamie tweets and says, no regrets, just do it.
no regrets.
Okay, thank you, Jamie, for chiming okay in on that.
Yeah, make sure that you get a tattoo artist that's good at spelling.
Yeah, so I think the main keys that I'm picking up from what she's saying is she doesn't like tattoos. In fact, she uses the H word. But she's thinking about doing it because she's hoping it will strengthen her marriage.
See, that's the part that gives me pause, because if things are rocky and then he's like, hey, this'll fix it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's the same thing you could say about, hey, our marriage is rocky. I'm thinking a baby will fix everything.
That doesn't help either. Yeah. Like, babies don't like fix marriages. You gotta like have a strong marriage before you try to add in all these extra factors. And I feel like, again, depending on what it is he wants her to get.
Lindsay texts in and says a tattoo is not going to save her marriage. She'll just have a reminder of the failed past, and all future people seeing that area are going to ask her about it.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to bring up that memory.
Do you see what she did there? She kind of assumed that the marriage wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our listener even kind of alluded to that
uh-oh
she said our marriage has been tough. Lisa said never get a tattoo for a man, period, problem solved.
Okay. Now, Mary Kate said, tell him you think abs are hot.
I'm turning it back on him.
Oh, dang.
He's like, hey, honey, you know what would be really hot? Is get a barbed wire fence around your thigh.
Oh, wow. It's like, hey, you know what, honey? Lose the beer gut. I think abs are hot. You can play this game.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I we're seeing a lot of the same text messages over and over and over again. I'm thinking I commend you on your willingness to do something you hate in order to strengthened the marriage in your eyes?
Sure, but I'm not sure if that's the right answer. Nikki says, I have tattoos. I love them, but you should never permanently mark your body for anyone but you.
Yes.
Put a fake one on for a fun time.
Yeah, there you go. Get a henna tattoo in your intimate area, and then...
Problem solved.
It'll fade over time, and then...
I like that idea.
Okay, so I think we're all saying the same thing. Let's not do the tattoo. Let's not jump to that.
You have decided you want that for you, and it's only for you, and it's not anyone's name.
You know what? I'm not even going to throw in an unless, because if you throw in an unless, then that gives her that opening. I'm saying no, don't do it.
Okay, because she has alluded to the fact she hates tattoos.
I mean, no, she didn't allude to it. She wrote it in her thing. Okay. She said, I hate tattoos.
All right. So, well, then she hates tattoos and she shouldn't do it. You're right.
Right. So I'm just going to say don't do it. And, have a baby instead. I think that'll be much better.
No, that's not what we're saying. You don't have a baby to fix the marriage. We go to counseling if we need to fix marriages.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, wait. No tattoo, no baby. All right.
Exactly.
Get a dog instead.
No. Well, maybe. But listen, he has to like dogs too. If he hates dogs, that's bad.
All right. We're dragging this on way longer than it needs to be.
Counseling.
Right.
Just get counseling.
Don't get the tattoo. And
right. Just get the marital issues fixed. Right. Address those. But nothing else like is going to be a band-aid for that. The underlying issues you guys need to deal with.
Again, thank you for reaching out to us. Hopefully we helped you.